You can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Thanksgiving has started early. We've got food in the studio. Pete Shepard, this is phenomenal. Turn on his mic.
I found some plates.
Your boy Tom has set us up. This is incredible.
Yeah, Tom Popoli from Foxborough Sports Tavern, Naples, now in Bonita Springs. Just opened up, not too far from here, down the road. Right where the old Buffalo Wild Wings used to be. Good God. Chris got more excited over the wings than Alabama.
Well, the crunch is it looked really crispy and crunchy on the outside, and it was. And it was delightful.
They were barely shaking hands, saying hello. And Chris didn't reach out to shake his hand. He reached out to grab a handful of wings. I mean, it was the rudest behavior I've ever seen.
What are you talking about? Somebody brings you food. What, are you not going to ask for the food?
You grab for the food. So we got that going. So Thanksgiving, this is like our own Charlie Brown Thanksgiving celebration, except the food is way better.
We got the wings, and his wife, Nadia, who was going to be on Food Channel, Food Network, on Cake Wars, but apparently, and she's a bubbly person, was not bubbly enough, so they said no. But
really?
She makes scratch desserts. So what's there? Holy cannoli, the German
chocolate cake,
the snowball, and the Boston cream pie. The desserts are all yours, guys.
I'm not waiting.
The holy cannoli is nothing like anything you've ever seen in your life.
This is fantastic. Anyway. We're very blessed.
Bless the wind, yes.
I'm glad. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So we'll have that. Again, Chris is not paying much attention to the show because his North Carolina Tar Heels are up 21-17 over Alabama. It's his football school against his basketball school.
Alabama covering right now, as is UCLA plus 14. Alabama's 9.5.
They are both really covering. What's important.
You know what really irritates me?
Well, it's a long list. You don't have the list of hatred like I do, but go ahead.
When you're 7 feet tall and you bring the basketball down to your knees. What?
I never understand that.
You have a height advantage. Use it. Stop bringing the ball down by your kneecaps.
I have an answer to your question. It's coaching. It's poor coaching. It is. Now he's not even going to respond.
I always thought that
North Carolina. When you say something asinine like that, what do you want me to do? Have an actual?
Has he not been coached?
Okay, so you're on Georgia in hour two. Roy Williams is a bad coach in hour three.
Yeah,
I can't wait for 5 o'clock.
It's going to be sizzling hot.
John Wooden overrated.
Yeah,
he was. Oh my God! You know what the boosters did? They paid for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Walsh.
We're not even going to call you 5 o'clock, Craig anymore.
5 o'clock shadow.
You're just Fred. It's a completely different person.
Like
that
Fred Flintstone?
Oh, just Fred. It's a different personality that comes out
like
in the 5 o'clock
Like Sybil,
hour.
He's schizophrenic.
Exactly.
Remember
You've got
Sybil?
A couple different guys in there. You got Craig, who's thinks things out.
Yeah.
Doesn't just fly by the seat of his pants.
Right.
Then you got Fred. Fred will say anything.
That's unbelievable. All right, and the 4 o'clock hour, we're treating this like a Friday. It's our Pigskin Pick-a-Palooza. 22 games on the board.
This
we do this every
had.
Year.
I don't think we've had 22
in the
past.
We had 17 last year, and the reason we do is because we're getting ready to go on a 4-day, you know.
Yeah.
I almost said 4-day bender. 4-day vacation.
I might. Yeah. Kicked it off last night.
We've got...
We're carrying a whole bunch of football games this weekend.
Well, yeah, it's rivalry weekend, so we got to pick all these games. So we're just going to do it at the 4 o'clock hour.
What are we carrying Friday?
The Apple Cup.
Friday we have...
Isn't it? Yeah.
No, that's 3:30.
Oh, is it? Okay.
But the first game we have is Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Texas Tech, Texas. I don't know where that game is.
It's in Texas.
It's at Texas.
Saturday, 11:30, we start Ohio State, Michigan.
Fine.
Then it's 6:30. We pick up our Gators coverage, taking on the Noles.
Yeah.
Sunday, Buck Station, taking on the Jags at noon. Sunday night football is Houston and New England, right?
Yes. And if you're looking what's being televised locally, as I checked this morning again, the Miami game is not being televised locally. So the but the game you're going to see is Pittsburgh and Cleveland down here, along with the Bucks and Jacksonville. And the 4 o'clock game is the Chiefs and the Raiders.
Yeah. All right. Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they're showing video of this basketball game at the Atlantis that the Tar Heels are playing, and they're showing all the slides.
Chris, you've been on that slide.
I have.
I've
been on this slide, but the other one behind
the good slide.
That is
straight down. Yeah.
I got injured on that.
How? Safety precautions.
No, there are not. I've been on one of those type of before.
First of all, when you go down, it looks like you're going to, like,
your
body's going to separate.
Yes. From that. Like you're going to.
Here's how I got hurt. Because then you go into a tunnel of sharks after. I'm going down. Well, Chris, what would you say the drop is on that?
Can Fred handle more than one course?
The degree or the depth?
Is it like 100 feet? I don't know.
I can find it out real
quick. But it's like a 90-degree angle, which is really more important.
It feels like it's straight down.
Yes, and the 90-degree angle doesn't help.
And it is a water slide, right? Okay. Chris, you got the dimensions on that thing?
Hold on.
Oh. Buffering.
I got the circle going right now.
All right, so while the circle's going, I'll tell you what happened to me.
Circle takes a square.
So I'm going straight down,
whoa,
right?
Whoa, Hollywood Square reference from Chris.
You like that?
Whoa.
How about that?
Whoa.
It's at the very beginning of my
Peter
references.
Peter Marshall would be proud. He probably doesn't remember Peter Marshall.
So as you know, it's a water slide, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was going down, and water comes up when you're going down, and mm-hmm. I did not cross my legs. And when you drop 100 feet straight down with water shooting up your crotch, it's painful.
Getting kicked down
60-foot body slide.
That's it?
Yep.
Yeah, but 60 feet.
Almost vertical. I want to say it's like 83 degrees.
Yeah,
like
it's basically a 90-degree angle, which is
so
really...
So 90 degrees of water shooting up my crotch. I was singing soprano when I got to the bottom because I didn't keep my legs crossed. Nobody told me. I was injured.
Could you go down head first? Sometimes you
no,
can.
No.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't want to, I don't
think.
I know. They would frown upon that.
Wow.
Plus, you might drown. Water shoot right back up in your face for 60 feet. I can't believe that's only 60 feet. That's only six stories. Unbelievable.
20 yards. Yeah. Goaltending!
It was not.
Come on!
It was not.
It's coming down.
Settle down. It absolutely was not. Go Bama.
Roll Tide!
Roll Tide!
Roll Tide! Tar Heels and that poorly coached, fundamentally unsound team.
Swish. No, but you know who did get outcoached last night? Mike Krzyzewski. Outcoached.
No, I disagree. He did not get outcoached.
Did he lose?
That's a me get outcoached.
Yes.
16 free throws.
Wait. Does he have better talent on his team?
Yeah, okay. I will say this.
Maybe not.
I'll side with you here because they let up a whole bunch of points in the paint, as I said. 64 points in the paint, the most they've allowed in a decade. So, yes, that was a lack of not good
when your best player is your center.
Yeah.
Vernon Carey's your best player.
But you got to factor in missing 16 free throws is sort of undue. 16 is a lot to miss. When you lose by a point, that's a lot.
Time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
Gosh, I'm not even close to prepared for this.
And that's different from...
All right. Locally tonight, championship game at the Rocket Mortgage Fort Myers tip-off. It's Pitt and Northwestern, two former Dukies... least coaches at 8:30. The consolation game is at 6 between Bradley and Kansas State. Later this week, when Madden updates their player ratings, Lamar Jackson will get a 96 speed rating. It'll make him the fastest quarterback in the history of the video game. And the Titans have placed tight end Delanie Walker on season-ending IR with an ankle injury. Kind of a slow sports day.
I do have some NFL news for you. A little bit, actually. Did you hear that a wide receiver...
Can I come grab a chicken wing?
Yeah, come in. Take whatever you want. Take a dessert, too. There's plates here. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I took a quick bite myself while he was doing his rundown.
I have not taken any bite yet, but I will.
The perfect crispiness of the glaze on these wings is unbelievable.
Homemade ranch.
I haven't even put sauce on them yet. Yeah, those are the desserts, buddy.
But the desserts are absolutely there. I've never seen the holy cannoli. I want to see it cut in half. Somebody have it.
I'll eat it. I will take one for the team.
Take one for the team.
We're having a Thanksgiving feast early. All right. Did you guys hear this? A wide receiver from Colin Kaepernick's workout got a tryout from the Browns. Did you hear this?
I did hear it.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
Let's see. The guy's name is Jordan Veazey.
Veezy?
Yeah. Jordan Veezy, one of the wide receivers of the workout, has earned an opportunity for a tryout for the Cleveland Browns. How about that? Kaepernick does all that song and dance to try and get noticed, and one of the receivers gets called in. I thought that was funny. And karma.
We got to play some more. Can we play some more sound here from like Matt Patricia and Jerry
Jones?
Yeah,
I want to get into that right now. I want to just don't do all NFL stuff here. Chris, now his fingers are all gooed. He can't touch the button.
There's wet naps here. I left them out purposely. Did you take one?
He's got chicken wing grease all over his face and his fingers.
You know, my friends come in, bring food. I set everything up. I go get plates. I go paper towel. No one has left in this building. Everybody vacated. It's, you
it's
know,
a ghost town. Ghost
town. Technically, we're closed.
We're closed for business.
We are closed.
All right. If Chris can handle it,
I can.
Here's Matt Patricia. By the way, they are now down to their third stringer. You know, Matthew Stafford is hurt. Jeff Driscoll from Florida has a bad hammy. He can stand in the pocket, but he can't run. As of right now, he's day-to-day. He may not play tomorrow. David, we don't know if it's David Blow or David Bluff yet.
It's Blah.
It's Blah.
Blah. So I'm 0 for 3. All right. Whatever.
Where's he from?
I don't remember.
Purdue.
Yes.
Oh, that's why I blanked out. That's why.
He had some good games at Purdue.
Did he?
He was a quarterback when they beat Ohio State.
Well, he can hang his hat on that. Let's see if he can beat the Chicago Bears tomorrow. Basically, when
he's a rookie.
Troy Aikman takes the airwaves, we'll find out how he really pronounces his name tomorrow.
Blah.
All right. Blah. Yeah, I'm kind of blah.
Like B-L-A-H. Blah.
So, anyway, Matt Patricia says the Lions are doing the best they can. Please stay patient with the program.
I'm always disappointed when we don't win. That's certainly, I think everybody that knows me knows how competitive, I am, and that's what we're trying to do. But I would say for me, in this team, we're fighting every single week to try to go out and do our best and, make sure we're putting ourselves in a position where we can, have that opportunity to win. I also know that this is a process. I know there's a lot in this.
Trust the process!
That we're going through and we're trying to build and we're trying to do the best we can to, improve and get better. And sometimes for us, we try to just stay on task at hand for the week, and it's one game seasons for us.
Yeah. It's not going well.
How do you know this could not be a blessing in disguise? What if this
for the
guy,
draft?
No. What if Blah comes in?
Why do you always do that?
And lights it? Well, because you don't know. I like to see. He's only a rookie.
Let me tell you,
is a tough spot for a rookie.
Let me tell you what's going
to
happen.
To come in.
Because I'm always right.
But how do you know? Maybe it's a blessing in disguise.
I never.
Want to bet?
I never.
No.
I never put Skittles on a game I'm emotionally tied. I never Skittle my way in a Lions game or Indiana.
Well, I'm skittling the Bears, don't get me
wrong.
But I'm
putting the house on the Bears tomorrow. -4. Take it to the bank.
You're putting your house on Mitchell Trubisky?
David Blue.
You know what's good about that?
It's Mitchell Trubisky.
Khalil Mack is going to have about 6 sacks tomorrow. What were you about to say, Pete Shepard?
So your house is worth, sure.
Billions.
Big chunk.
Yeah.
And so you double it. You can get your boat.
That's why I keep trying to tell my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not buying.
Honey, I mortgaged the house for the game, but
if we
can't miss lock of the millennium.
I know there are people that do that. I can't imagine the amount of Alka-Seltzer or Pepto-Bismol required if things aren't going your way and you've just
Alka-Seltzer, Pepto-Bismol,
all the above.
You would have a bottle of Jack Daniels in your hand and you will make up for all your Coors Light weaknesses for your entire life in one game. You would down a whole bottle.
But people
do
that.
You would down a whole bottle.
I don't know how you could do that. That would just...
It happens. It's a disease. Unfortunately, it's a disease.
And I'm not at the disease part. I'm just having a good time.
What we do for shekels, for entertainment purposes only, is we're not talking for you. You're like beyond mini shekels.
Yeah,
but it's still fun. It's not about the money. It's more for you.
It's always about the money, Pete.
About the percentages, winning percentage.
right. Meanwhile, the other game, we got the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Buffalo Bills, and again, Jerry Jones. I found this to be an unusual comment. This is on 105.3 The Fan. Does Jerry have the need to remind everybody that he's in charge and makes all the decisions as to who the coaches are?
Another Alexander Haig comment.
Here's Jerry Jones talking about the coaching situation. The buck stops with him.
Did you consider an in-season head coaching change after Sunday?
Again, the answer is no, and period. But, you know, I sit there and watch games. I watch games, and I look at every aspect of it since I put the coaches out there, since I put the players out there at the end of the day with a lot of help and with a collaborative effort. But at the end of the day, the buck stops with me. And I am highly critical, and I'm continually evaluating the performance of everybody involved with the game.
Here's my other second favorite quote after that. He says, "I'm not known as a guy who gets hand cramps when I'm writing checks, but I want to win some football games." He's getting very frustrated. He wants a return on his investment.
Look, they haven't played or beaten a team with a winning record all the year. And this is why you're at least half a fraud here, Jerry, if not a full-fledged fraud in this. You pick Sunday against the Patriots in Foxborough in a monsoon slash mini hurricane, and you come up with that statement then after that game, and you don't think that was premeditated. He could have made that. He could have done that 3 or 4 weeks ago. They lost three. They lost three games in a row. They lost at New Orleans. They lost at home against Green Bay, and they lost at the Jets. Then they beat Philadelphia, and you pick that game against that team and that stadium to do this.
That's
ridiculous.
I agree with you.
On, 100%.
It seemed a little. It's sincere but disingenuous at the same time. Sincere but poor.
Also,
poor timing.
What is the morale like?
I don't think it's good right now.
I don't know how it can be, but I'm sure Garrett's gone through this, you know, for several times over the last decade.
But now you've got players having to choose sides. I mean, Witten had to go. He says, "Oh, I agree with Jerry Jones." Okay, now that puts him against his coach. It's just an awkward situation.
It's very, very awkward.
So anyway, yeah.
I don't know. Like, they're gonna rally around Jason Garrett? I don't think so. I think the Bills got a great chance to win the game.
I don't think they'll rally around Jason Garrett. I remember a game, it was a couple of weeks ago. You know, Jason Garrett was left high and dry, wanting to high five players coming off the field.
Against the Lions, I think, right?
It might have been. And they were all, they won that game.
So it was against Minnesota when they lost 28-24.
Yeah, nobody was giving them high five. They were all leaving them hanging. I'm like, that's a team not playing for its coach.
Yep.
So, anyway, and then there's the line that Mike Tomlin delivered regarding why Devlin Hodges is starting over Mason Rudolph. He says, "Well, Devlin Hodges has not killed us." I mean, that's just plain and simple assassin on Mason Rudolph. I mean, he is kind of an interception machine, but they're still in the thick of it, trying to get something going in their division. And then one last note around the NFL. I saw a cute story with Deshaun Watson. He tells a story about how he set an alarm for 2:01 a.m. to see his first NFL check deposited into his bank account after he signed his new deal. Have you ever done that before, just to make sure that big check gets in there?
I will say I have at some point. I have, but not like not 2.1 million.
No. I've done a lot of checking in to make sure something cleared or something got on there. But setting the alarm at 2:01 to see his seven-figure check deposited. Must be a cool feeling. I'd stay up for that. I don't think I'd set an alarm. I'd just stay up. Good times.
Baltimore Ravens safety, Earl Thomas. Let me tell you something, Earl. Earl Thomas was asked if Sunday's matchup versus San Francisco is a Super Bowl preview. Quote, "You think the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl? Could be. When the Super Bowl comes, whoever we play, they're going to be in trouble." Yeah, you know how many times that I've heard that over the last 18, 19 years? Yeah. When you've won nothing, nothing.
Earl Thomas has won a Super Bowl.
No, I'm talking about this year's team has won.
The Baltimore Ravens have won a Super Bowl.
This team. It's not good to shoot your mouth off during the regular season. It just isn't. It just isn't.
I kind of agree with him.
You do? Okay.
That the Ravens?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, everybody said the same thing about Kansas City last year and about a lot of other teams.
Look, I could say it about 15 other AFC teams, and you're going to disagree with me.
Well, no, but I'm saying you don't speak in absolutes like that.
I do. All the time.
Well, we're broadcasters.
Look, it was confidence. I don't see what's wrong with being confident.
You
can say I expect to be in the Super Bowl.
That's what he said.
No, that's not what he said.
Repeat the quote to
me
again.
He said, quote, You think the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl? It could be. When the Super Bowl comes, whoever we play, they're going to be in trouble.
That sounds like he expects to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Confidence.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay.
I don't have any problem with that.
I don't want guys without confidence on my team.
I have no problem with it. I think it's
I mean, from a Super Bowl winning safety, I think that he knows a Super Bowl winning team when he's on one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's on one.
And I think that kind of comment comes off like being a jackass and overconfident.
Well,
and
you can think that.
Well, that's what it is.
No, you can think that. It's not being a jackass. It's being confident.
You can be confident without speaking in absolutes.
Is this any different than a team guaranteeing a win?
You know what? Go get through the playoff game first. Get through San Francisco first. Worry about that game. Worry about the 49ers. Then you can worry about the next game. Then when you get to the playoffs, assuming your quarterback survives the next 4 or 5 weeks, then we'll take it from there. 1 week at a time. That's all I'm saying. 1 week at a time. You start speaking in absolutes in the NFL. A lot of those guys don't get to where they're supposed to be. Don't get to where they think they're going to be when they speak like that. It doesn't happen.
So because it's not the Patriot way, it's the wrong way.
You're the one saying that. The one saying that. I would expect to say that because that's your personality. I get that.
Yeah, you know.
But players who have said that before many times don't get to the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but sometimes they do.
Most of the time they don't. With five,
well,
six games left in the season.
Most teams don't get to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. 30 of them.
31. Oh, yeah. My bad.
Nope.
Never mind.
Nope.
I'm going to have another chicken wing.
Oh, I'm getting
my math is off. Don't forget.
Get through San Francisco, Earl, and then you can start worrying about taking the parade route and all that stuff.
All right. We've got from the Big House on Saturday, Ohio State, Michigan, kickoff at noon right here on 99.3 ESPN, brought to you by Twin Peaks, Creel Tractors, and Backstreet Sports Bar and Grill. When we come back, we'll hear the two head coaches, Jim Harbaugh and Ryan Day, sizing each other up. And if we have time, I got to get into some radical changes proposed by the NBA for a couple seasons from now. It'll change everything about the NBA. So we'll do that. And then at 4 o'clock, it's our Pick-a-Palooza. It's our getaway show on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN
ranch
and the 99.3.
Fantastic.
Huh?
The ranch is fantastic.
I'm going to dig into this. I'm going blue cheese.
I'm about to go get a spoon.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheman and Shepard.
Sheman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It's getaway day. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We won't be here. We won't be here Friday. We'll be back on Monday. And on Monday, we'll announce more details for our texter party for all of our listeners on December 21st.
All the details.
Great details. And there's NFL football, 3 games that day.
I'm literally...
Tons of college basketball that day.
I'm still toweling off. I got wing stuff all over me. I'm having a feast in here.
Yeah, thanks again to Tom Apopoli and Foxwoods Sports Tavern. The new one just opened up at Benita Springs, not too far from here. Holy cannoli. In fact,
we have a cannoli.
I had a cannoli.
That's what it's called. His beautiful wife, Nadia, makes desserts from scratch. One of them is a holy cannoli with the black forest, not the black forest, the German chocolate cake.
How was the cannoli, Chris? You saved me half. Thank you.
It was good.
Yeah. I'm going to knock down the other half.
He's in a coma. He's in a coma now.
Not yet.
Well, it is halftime of the North Carolina-Alabama basketball game.
So covering!
He's going to pay attention for a minute here. Right now, North Carolina up by 6 at the half, 37-31. Ugly game by a poorly coached team.
What did you say?
What? Up by 6 at the half by a
you
poorly coached...
You said 36-31. It's 37-30.
Up by 6, 37-31.
I don't think you
Go
did.
Back to the tape.
Well, I can't for an hour.
Well, I'll just trust that I said it right. Okay. And if I'm wrong, the texters will correct me in about 20 seconds. Lots of turnovers, air balls, missed shots by your Tar Heels. Again, poorly coached.
A lot of turnovers by the Tar Heels.
Yeah. Other game we're following for different reasons. Michigan State at the half leads UCLA 26-23.
Yeah.
Close game.
All right. Chris, are your hands clean from all the wings and dessert? We got 2 more sound bites I want to play here.
Yeah, Carolina has 10 turnovers at the half. Not good.
It's ridiculous.
Rivaling Duke.
Big game on Saturday.
12 more to catch Duke from last night.
We got Michigan and Ohio State at the Big House, a game you'll hear here on 99.3 ESPN. Here's Jim Harbaugh. who used to play at Michigan. Now he coaches at Michigan. He knows how big this game is.
Coach, there's a large section of Michigan fans that believe you can have a great season, but if you can't beat Ohio State, we got problems. What do you say to that mindset, and how do you deal with that when you hear that?
Well, I'm very aware of the rivalry, having played in it, having coached in it. Grew up here, and my dad was a coach. As I likened the Michigan State game to a state championship, this is even bigger. This is two states. Championship, Michigan and Ohio.
That's great. That's fantastic. I was like, where's he going with it? Is this a regional championship? Is this a national championship?
Sectional.
No, it's a two-state championship.
It's two-state championship.
I love it. That's fantastic.
Great breakdown.
All right, here's Ryan Day, the new head coach at Ohio State, and he says, by far, not even close, Michigan will be the best team they faced all year.
I thought that's, you know, since the halftime of the Penn State game, they've really played good football. And, you know, Patterson's throwing the ball well. The receivers are good. Collins, Peoples-Jones, I think their tight ends are good. The offensive line did a really good job against Notre Dame. And, you know, they got a good scheme. They had a lot of good coaches there. So, you know, they kind of found a rhythm in the second half of the season here. And so it'll probably be our biggest challenge again. You know, as we've gone on the season, I think we've been challenged more and more. And this will be the most talented group we've seen by far.
But, I mean, it is amazing, though, when you think about this rivalry, one of the best in all of sports, for any sport in the country, that Ohio State has won not only four in a row against Harbaugh, but seven in a row overall. Seven in a row in that series?
It's a lot.
That's almost impossible to do that.
Well, it's never been
done
before.
In a rivalry like that.
Never been done before in that rivalry. Mm. 9.5 right now, Vegas has Ohio State as a favorite.
I'm leaning towards Big Blue. I really am. Not that Ohio State's going to lose, but.
Yeah. 9.5 for talking to you, huh?
It's not a dangling carrot. I can feel his thoughts in the other room.
He's on the phone.
Oh, he's on the phone. But this is a tough call.
I think it is. We'll be picking it next hour with our Pick-a-Palooza, Pigskin Picks.
That's right. That's coming up shortly.
That's just a few minutes. All right. There's one other thing I wanted to get to. I've been wanting to get to it for 2 days now. Actually, 3 days. That we have time here. While I'm watching football all last weekend, I keep seeing this crawl on the bottom of my TV. How the NBA wants to revamp everything, put a proposal together for the 2021-22 season, the 75th anniversary of the league. They want to reduce the schedule, which is, okay, that's good. That's one good thing, from 82 to 78 games. But they want to reseed crossover in conferences during the playoffs, so you have the best four teams going at it, most likely, for the conference championships. They want to have an early season tournament, which makes no sense to me, like before Christmas.
You're going to play Madison Square Garden?
Who's going to play in
Duke, it? Duke, Michigan, Celtics, Lakers, Knicks.
You think players are sitting for load management? Try putting
Miami
on a tournament that means nothing in November or December. I do like shortening the season.
So I mean,
they also want play-in games for the
for the playoff spots.
7th and 10th seed and the 8th and
9th
seed.
Yeah, like the NCAA. Yeah. Don't be the NCAA. You're not the NCAA. Now, what I think is fascinating is they're taking a page, first thing you said, out of my day back in the
Back
in my day, Craig, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, it would be 1 versus 16. It didn't matter if it was the Prince of Wales Conference or the Campbell Conference. So they're going back to what the NHL used to do before the early 80s when they started breaking it down. Back then, they used to do 1 versus 16, 2 versus 15. It didn't matter what conference you were in. It was kind of cool.
I think if you
I think this day and age, I don't think you can do that.
The only way you can do it, you got to have even play in the conferences in the regular season then.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what do you play four times in your own conference?
That's how you build rivalries. That's how you build brands and rivalries, is to do that.
Because otherwise, keep the conferences. Because you know what? 10 years from now, we'll be talking about how the Eastern Conference is dominating and the Western is garbage. It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's cyclical, and that's the way it happens. And it'd be hard to do. I would like to see more of the NBA and the NHL too. More division. In the NHL used to play your division rival seven times each game, each team seven times in your division.
Yeah.
That's how you build rivalries and stuff. And I know in basketball you can't do that. And four does not seem enough, does it? I mean, four.
No.
against in the East. Every team in the East doesn't seem enough, and then you get, you know.
I hate it now. It's two games across the conference. I mean, you got
that's been that way for a long time.
But that means only the Lakers visit the Pacers once, and if LeBron sits out, then boom. I think that's horrible.
Well, that's horrible. By the way, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Did you bring that up about the other pro, what they're going to do now, what they've amended yesterday? It was yesterday or the day before.
No.
In the NBA bylaws.
What's that?
Or they sent a memo out that, I got to find it, that you can't rest players. You have to be very, you can't rest players during
high profile
games.
Yeah, high profile games, I believe.
Who's defining national TV
great point.
Against the conference? That's
what I would be thinking.
What defines a high profile? Because there's a lot of gray area there.
Well,
I think Lakers Clippers on ESPN on a Friday night would be high. Like, I think that's the game where the NBA says, come on, we can't have Kawhi Leonard sitting
or
for this.
TNT. I agree.
Or TNT, right? Yeah.
But sometimes
does the commissioner get to decide? Like,
oh,
hey,
I'm sure.
We got a game that's a little gray area here. What do we do? Are we sitting Kawhi this weekend? And then at the end of the day, Kawhi can always say, no, my knee really hurts.
Yeah, like, do the Clippers and Rockets. I'm just picking two of the better teams. Like, or even tonight, right? The Heat play the Rockets in Houston.
Jimmy Buckets ain't playing.
That's 11-6 against a 12-4 team.
Right.
But it's not a nationally televised game. Yeah. It's still a high-profile game. It's just not on ESPN.
Did you know Jimmy Butler's not playing tonight?
I did know that,
In case you're putting some Skittles on it, that's important information to know.
And tonight, Miami absolutely housed Houston the first time that these two teams played.
Without Jimmy Butler
as well. I believe Miami scored 51 points in the first quarter of that game.
That's why I take Houston tonight.
Revenge?
Don't hate that play.
Not that Miami can't win. It's kind of like the NBA. The ESPN game tonight, by the way, is Brooklyn at Boston, so Kyrie Irving was too chicken bleep to play in it. Kemba Walker's back. That's one game on ESPN tonight. And the other one is Lakers at New Orleans. At 9:30, 15-2 Lakers.
Oh, well, no, that's Anthony Davis's homecoming. He's going to get booed.
LeBron, they're doing a tribute. What do you mean?
Is he getting a tribute video?
I thought so.
Sorry, going back, I want to clean this up. Going back to the last Heat-Houston game, Miami scored 46 in the first quarter, but they held Houston to 14 points in the first quarter.
Rockets favored by 8 tonight, by the way, right now. Favored by 8.
Nice. Yeah, LeBron said he was coaching Anthony Davis on how to go back to a former city, having done it in Cleveland, and tell him how
in
to.
In Miami.
And then in Miami. Yeah.
You said it was 46-14 in the first 46 quarter.
46-14 at the end of the first quarter the first time they played,
That's crazy.
That's a wrap at that point, right? There's no coming back from
8 points seems a lot, though. I mean,
point does seem a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I feel good that Houston's going to win the game.
Yeah.
But Houston's also playing a lot better than they were at the beginning of the season.
Starting to gel, sort of.
I remember three years, and I had to do all the Celtics games, and they sucked. And they always played the Wednesday before Thanksgiving for a few years in a row. Always played the Lakers at the Garden. I mean, that used to be a Sunday afternoon game, big. When Mattina was coaching, first year, the Lakers came in. Kobe, they crushed them, the Celtics. The Lakers went big. Mattina walks up to the stand, he goes, looks at the score, looks at the sheet, looks at the stat sheet, looks up, and says, I hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving and a wonderful holiday. Goodbye. That's all he said. I like great.
That's a way to get out of your post game. Yeah.
Start drinking early.
You got to play a lot of commercial breaks at that point. A lot to fill.
Drank a lot last night.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go? You said your wife had a bad day.
Wait a minute. That was just a random out of the blue drank a lot.
Pete said go home and start drinking.
Oh, okay.
You said
your wife had a rough day. She was already cracking the wine before we left the airwaves, and you were going to jump in and join her in the.
That's nice.
And you pounded a lot.
It's a loving husband. You join your wife on the night. And
I damn near a whole bottle of Crown.
Bottle of Crown?
Yeah, I made two heavy drinks.
Oh, on the rocks?
No, there's some ginger ale in there.
Was there anything mixed in there?
Any ice?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Loaded down with ice. Had my new North Carolina Yeti knockoff cup.
Yeah.
Quality.
Keeps it cold.
Now, did you sit outside in the lanai?
Last
night's weather was about the best outdoor sitting weather.
That was beautiful.
We just sat around and had all the doors and windows open
last
night.
We did a very small fire.
Yeah.
Very small.
Fire pit?
Fire.
Chimenea, fire pit. What are we going with here?
Well, it's gas. Yeah, okay, gas fire pit. Yeah,
that's what I have.
It's easier.
When it's time to turn it off, it's just to turn it off. You have to sit there and watch it all night. It's going to catch my house on fire.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah. I do the same thing. Yeah, last night was just spectacular.
Yeah, then I fell asleep watching Guardians of the Galaxy. My cable messed up.
What happened? What do you mean it messed up?
Yeah, I got a technician coming out today.
Whoa.
Define messed up.
Yeah.
I can't get a picture on my bedroom and my living room TV. Outdoor TV works fine.
But your apps work, though. Netflix and all that stuff. So it's not
the
TV.
Yeah, all that works. So it's the box.
Yeah. What a bad time
for
that.
Dilemma.
They're going to come out on a holiday?
They're coming out today. I was on the phone with them this morning.
Yeah.
For like a half hour.
Is this one that you'd say that will be there between 2 and 2?
No, they actually gave me a 2-hour window.
Nice.
Yeah, they said it could be 11 to 1, 1 to 3, or 3 to 5.
That's not bad.
So I asked the wife, I said, what works?
No, Xfinity does a really good job with that.
Actually, they do. And
they
do you know when I moved into my house?
No, it's gotten a lot better.
They came out on a Sunday to hook me up and hit like a 1-hour. In fact, I had an 8 a.m. appointment or something on a Sunday. Nailed it.
Wow.
Couldn't believe it.
You can actually troubleshoot everything from an app.
Yeah,
like restart the whole system.
You can.
That didn't work.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
I don't have that app.
Oh, well. You need to get it.
It's just a matter of downloading from my account?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, how many times do you have problems with cable? I haven't had any in the time I've lived in my house for 2 years.
I haven't either, except when the Wi-Fi goes out.
This was
once in a while for a thunderstorm.
This was the first time.
Well,
first time.
Do I really need that app?
Well, you can also like pay your bill on it.
Yeah.
Check on your usage, all that. Yeah.
The bill goes straight to my credit card. And anytime I would have a problem, the standard move is unplug, wait 30 seconds, plug back in, and it resets itself.
Well, then don't download the app, Craig. I'm trying to help you out. Fine. Treat it like Disney Plus. Just forget it even exists.
I have the app downloaded. And it makes sure you can watch your cable box.
You can watch your stuff on your phone.
And on the phone.
14 million have downloaded that, or done Disney Plus already. What's that times 60 bucks or whatever? Anybody get... Is it 60 a year?
It's $59.99 for the year or $6.99 per month.
I'm doing it per month right now.
Times 14 mil?
Yeah, it's 14, 10, 26, 84 billion? Million? 84 million.
I think it's, is it?
Yeah. 840 million.
Yeah.
It's almost $1 billion a year.
840 million.
Mm-hmm. Oh, million. Yeah, it's almost a billion.
Already.
Yeah.
Things been out for...
Yeah.
And that's not... Now, is that counting all the free downloads that you got with Verizon?
I don't know.
Wonder.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't know because I didn't download it. Right. I'm one of the non-14 million.
Right.
Fact.
For now.
I mean, I watched Captain America, the first Avenger the other night.
Which you've seen 8 times already.
I've only seen that one a couple times.
Yeah. Was it just as good the third time?
Better.
I will tell you this.
Better.
I will tell you.
And then this weekend, I'll get around to Age of Ultron again.
Baby Yodas will not be available from Mattel by Christmas.
What?
This is the marketing faux pas of the decade.
That is so ridiculous.
Sorry.
I will say this. I watched Rogue One. That might be. That is one of the best Star Wars movies ever made.
Ever made.
It is.
It's very good.
When I watched it the second time, I watched it late last. I actually was up last night.
Solo's not bad either.
No, it's not. But this one, this is so good.
It is.
The acting is spectacular. I mean, again, Darth Vader's only in like 3 scenes, but that scene at the end, and I'd forgotten how vicious that was. You talk about your son. Oh, my God. I mean, it was like, you know, when Anakin in the third, in Revenge of the Sith, and he wiped out all everybody and the kids and everything like that. That was kind of, it gave you goosebumps to watch the music and the anger. And when it's right before the episode 4 starts is when Darth Vader, and they're trying to get the plans to Princess Leia and everything else. The movie is spectacular. So well done.
I liked it.
Oh, okay. I liked it way better the second time.
No, Rogue One, I think I saw.
You didn't see Solo.
Yeah, I saw Solo. No,
I don't think you did. I don't think you saw Rogue
One. I've seen Rogue One and I've seen Solo. That's it for me. I mean, I haven't seen any extra stuff that came out.
It is excellent. I'll tell you, watch it again. You'll love it.
Yeah. All right.
It's on, Netflix,
Chris?
Too.
I just looked at the clock.
Our clock or the clock in the Alabama, North
Carolina
game?
No, our clock. The time. I looked at the time.
1 hour from now, we got Wikipedia for prizes. It's going to be Thanksgiving trivia brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. 20 Mo Bucks on the line there. Don't forget our Pick-a-Palooza, Pigskin Picks, coming up as we go into the holiday of Rivalry Weekend, coming up at 4 o'clock. Gabe Morenci at 5. We're loaded, people. Stay here. Scheman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Scheman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Pete, I just had the cannoli. I've moved on from the chicken wings to the cannoli as our Thanksgiving feast continues.
Again.
Thanks to Foxborough Sports Tavern. Unbelievable.
Yep. And Tom Popoli's wife, Nadia, who's just a tremendous
She makes those desserts
person.
Handmade. I mean,
scratch.
Good Lord.
And holy cannoli. It looks like a big – it's a different type of looking cannoli, but my God. That could feed an army, or at least you and Chris.
Yeah, me, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
I can't finish the chocolate cake over here.
Did you? He's okay. First of all, I'm the sweet tooth on the show. Chris has already dove into three of the desserts.
Three of the desserts.
Well, the Boston cream was fantastic. Look, the German chocolate cake was fantastic. I simply am going to vomit because I've eaten so much.
See, but here's the deal.
Eyes bigger than stomach.
Oh, I got a bad problem with that.
Here's the deal. You talk about how you get sick from having too much to drink.
Which is turning around in my life.
Which is, and then now, but now you're getting sick because you can't handle the sugar. I can handle the sugar. You handle the booze. That's how we're made.
Deal.
I can eat this all day long and not be affected.
I feel like I'm not even saying words at this point.
You look like you're about ready to take a nap.
I feel really like I could do that, actually.
You're partially hungover from your full bottle of Crown last night. Now you're following it up with this huge meal here.
No,
it's nap time for you.
I did not have a full bottle. I had almost a full bottle.
What's almost, Chris?
About that much left.
Enough to just swish around on the bottom and say, hey, I didn't drink at all.
It was a 750 and there's like 100 left. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
Flyers fans just want to say happy Thanksgiving to you all. Same to you.
Flyers fans, stop signing your stuff Gizmo. You're a Flyers fan. Signs all of his stuff Gizmo.
The guy just busted off a happy Thanksgiving, and now you're criticizing him for his...
Well, when you position it like that, you make me seem like not the good guy on the show.
That's exactly the
role that I take on here.
It's the holidays, Chris.
Haba, man, is great tech. Vader scene in Rogue One was 30 years in the making. Took forever to see Vader absolutely unleashed. Well, I mean, Anakin was unleashed, but you're right. It was spectacular, absolutely spectacular. And when you start watching Episode 4 right after that, it makes it even better. Green Falcon, fun Star Wars Rogue One fact: the Rebels animated series has two tiny references in Rogue One. Huh?
Yeah, good times. All right, one other fun fact, and I've read this from two different sources now, so I'm going to throw it out there. Good journalism right there. Got two sources.
Strong. Mm-hmm.
Strong.
Southern Cal is the new leadership there. They just hired a new athletic director. They are leaning toward keeping Clay Helton as their football coach. I mean, a month ago, you would have thought Urban Meyer was moving to SoCal. But... look, Clay Helton's done a nice job. He's gotten them ranked.
They're 8-4. They're up. They're 22nd. They've won three in a row. They beat Arizona State by 5. They beat Crush Cal by 24, and they clobbered their rival UCLA, which I think was huge.
Oh, that is huge.
Yep,
that is huge.
Oregon clobbered.
Why? Because you beat a 4-win team.
It's important.
They almost beat Notre Dame.
It's important in Los Angeles to win that game.
Yeah, they almost beat Notre Dame 30-27. They lost to them.
You sent it to us last night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The video coming out of Los Angeles, people trying to get out of town.
Oh, can you believe
that's
that?
That's the 405.
Could you believe that?
What? That's five lanes each way for miles, nothing but
a
traffic
parking
lights.
Lot.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I would have had a nervous breakdown.
Oh.
I would have had a nervous breakdown.
Like when you pull onto the interstate, at what point do you say, bleep it, I'll take back roads? What?
A lot of those people are trying to catch flights at LAX.
They're not.
What I just showed them was the overhead helicopter view of the traffic the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. It's an annual rite of passage. It looks like that the Tuesday and the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Plus, on top of that, people were trying to leave early because one of these winter storms is coming. It's going to dump a lot of rain.
The most alcohol will be consumed today, more so than any other day.
True. just by people stuck in the airport, and it's going to be some.
There's that, and then the busiest travel day of the year, not today.
That's yesterday.
Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Sunday is the busiest travel day of the year through,
but correct,
through the year.
But Tuesday is the new Wednesday the last decade. Wednesday used to be like the parking lot. I'm sure it's like that in California and L.A. like that, Tuesday and Wednesday. But Tuesday has outdone Wednesday now. Wednesday's now, I bet tonight isn't, traffic-wise, isn't as horrible. If you were going last night, when I got off my exit going south, I got off at the Bonita Beach Road exit,
yeah,
people going north, that was backed up onto Bonita Beach Road, unlike 3 years I've been down there, unlike anything I've ever seen.
Well, the southbound was backed up after your exit because at my exit, there was an accident, so that took me a while to get home. Yeah, Chris, today is Blackout Wednesday. It's called also Drinksgiving.
Done.
Thanksgiving Eve and Wacky Wednesday. And not to be confused with Taiwan Day. It is also that, but that refers to not to overindulging a drink, but just having one, I guess. I don't know. All right, we're late, but guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what?
Get ready.
The witching hour on getaway day is here. 4 o'clock, not just pigskin picks. The pigskin picks, pick a palooza.
Thank you. Finally.
Pick-a-palooza.
Pick-a-palooza.
Yes.
Very 22 easy.
22 games, rivalry weekend coming up next. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.